This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Executive Director of the Green Times, Eco Consultant and Coach, Elmer Pollard. Elmer, we need some time away from the phones, not just in terms of setting boundaries of peace and quiet and relationship.
Super to speak to you again. Yes, you know, cell phones and indeed the whole internet is something that either we manage it or it manages you. So you have to decide who is in charge of your internet consumption, really, because I mean the whole phone runs on internet as well. So it's very easy for it to consume your life and your relationships and your health and your time. And that's I think everybody comes to a moment where they realize, oh, hang on, I'm going to have to control this thing a little bit better.
Yeah, maybe that's where somebody listening right now is. And there's so many practical ways to do this. There's so many great stories online that you can check out that can really help you to set those boundaries. Turning our eyes to plastic, Elmer, there was a huge commitment made by the South African Plastic Pact members that back in 2021, they were saying, we want to have 34.7 million fewer problematic or unnecessary plastic packaging items on the market. An annual report is out, Elmer. How well did they do to reach that goal?
Well, the way I read this first report by the SA Plastics Pact, which we abbreviate as SAPP, the latest and the first annual report, because they had the baseline in 2021, they have now proven that we've had 34.7 million less problematic plastic packaging items on the market in South Africa. So it is actually the first look back at a year's work and all the plans that they've implemented. And this pact has 44 members of all the key organizations in across the plastic value chain.
Yeah.
So this is the resin manufacturers and the packaging manufacturers and the brand names and the retailers, collectors and recyclers. So they've looked back at the year's work and they've seen the improvement already, which is why I'm fascinated by the story, because we're always complaining about plastic. And of course, we keep finding it in the rivers, in the ocean, everywhere. It is still a massive, massive problem. But I want to emphasize that this plastics pact, which is a member of the International Plastic Pact Network, that shares a vision called the New Plastics Economy, which is wonderful because it's turning the linear system around into the circular system that we've been speaking about. So it's about removing the barriers to circularity.
So when I'm looking at all of these members of the Plastic Pact, it's really nice to know that the companies are saying we need to do better, and it's up to us as manufacturers of plastic, and for them to set, well, from what I can see from the annual report, they had massive targets that they wanted to set. And I think that's where we have to be now. We can't be choosing small targets, Alma, to say, okay, we're just going to try and do better. We have to do better in a massive way because we're already so far into this now.
You know, as soon as I hear the word try, I just see a red flag. You either do something or you don't do something. If you say try, it means you're leaving a back door open. I'm going to try. And most of the time, then it doesn't happen. So don't use the word try. So this is all about focusing on unnecessary and problematic plastics. So unnecessary plastics are plastics that could be reused or that could be replaced. That's like additional packaging that serves no purpose. These type of things need to be phased out. And problematic plastics are plastics that are not reusable, that are not recyclable or compostable, or plastics that contain dangerous chemicals, or that disrupt recycling or composting systems, and also those that have a very high likelihood of ending up in the environment. So you can understand, I think it's so interesting how they captured exactly what makes plastic problematic. Because if you click on that wonderful little video embedded in the story, there, I think that is so educational. It shows you the 12 problematic plastics that this pack wanted aimed to phase out by the end of 2022. So now it's debatable whether they all are phased out completely, because obviously phasing out means it takes a bit of time. And we might still see some of these things in our shops today, which probably means that people still had some stock that they're getting rid of. But if I could go through quickly this list of 12 problematic plastics
yes,
that we
please.
Hope to never see again, ever. The first and very interesting one is called oxo-degradable plastics. This is often plastics that people think are safe and it's green or whatever, because oxo-degradable plastics are only degradable via where they specifically add additives. And in the end of this process, it's still, and oxygen is one of the additives, but in the end, you are left with little bits of plastic still. So that is not compostable. It's not registered as compostable. So those are dangerous, and they also get mixed up with the recycling recyclable plastics, and that confuses, weakens the products in the end. Then there's PVC bottles, the coverings over pallets. You know, the pallets packaging, and then they put more extra covering around that. They talk about cling plastic, which is something that I have resisted my entire life because there's always another easier plan to make. They talk about plastic stickers on fruit and veggies, you know, where they put the sticker on every apple.
So weird.
Just makes no sense at all. Why do you need that extra piece of plastic? Then they talk about the little flimsy little bags for fruit and veg. You know, I've spoken about it before. I just take the bunch loose and they put it loose on the scale and don't give me those extra little suckies. Now they are phasing those out. This is all just music to my ears. They're talking about plastic straws. We all know if we do beach cleanups, all the plastic straws, such a pain.
And earbuds.
Earbuds. The earbuds that are with a plastic little stick. You do get them now in paper sticks, and they are fine. Stirring little spoons. You know, if you buy yourself a cappuccino somewhere, there's a little spoon to stir with. If you take sugar, there's not a spoon. It's like a little stick. Those plastic ones are out. Of course, plastic cutlery, and then suckers with plastic sticks. Who wants that? You know, it's always been cardboard. Remember all the years it was a little Now, those have also been made in plastic, and then they talk about the little micro beads in cosmetics. Very often, women buy these things that's supposed to take the top layer of your skin off, which to me sounds a horrendous thing to do to your skin anyway, but sort of a scouring little thing. And that's tiny, tiny beads of plastic. And, of course, now that goes down, ends up in the water, ends up in the fish think it's food, and the other sea life, and it's just appalling and completely unnecessary.
Elma, I received somebody very kindly dropped off some fruit and veggies at our home. I think it was over the weekend, and there was a punnet of peaches, and from one of South Africa's top retailers, one that most people would probably visit every day. And eating the last peach, sitting with this plastic punnet. And happened to just see on the inside a sticker that says label not recyclable, plastic container not recyclable. And I thought, weird for me that it's up right until brand new year 2023, I've still got plastic that I can't recycle. It was very weird to me.
Absolutely. And I hope you're going to do something about that.
What can you do? What's the practical thing that you can do in an instance like that?
Where does it come from? I would go there. I would go to that manager. I would speak to him. I would speak to the head office. I would ask them, why are they still doing that? Then you can research further. Look at that retailer, that supermarket's sort of sustainability policy. They all are now talking green.
Yeah.
Go and look at that and compare it. You will understand what their plans are going forward in terms of packaging. They may well have like a 10-year plan that we're phasing out this, this, and that, and that. So, find out what's going on, but definitely speak up. I think our best way of making a difference now is really is opening our mouths.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody has to speak for the earth, and it doesn't have, language like we have. It speaks as well in various ways, as we've seen all the time. But we have to confront what is wrong in our world, and it's not just for us a few crazy little greenies. Everybody needs to be active and help this process now. And yeah, I speak up in the shops probably every single time I go shopping.
Wow.
And in a nice way, I'm not saying go and be aggressive. Nobody listens to aggression at all. People shut down if somebody is talks in a wrong tone or uses the wrong words or whatever. In a nice way, it's very possible to educate, even if you just educate one person that day, it makes a difference.
Yeah, a listener's Andre from Pretoria sends a WhatsApp. He says, "When the cashier at the supermarket asks me, 'Do you want plastic?' I normally say, 'Nope, I've got my backpack,' and that's the way to do it. And don't it's pointless having 25 reusable plastic shopping bags and they're all in your cupboard at home. So you know, take them with you."
Absolutely. So I go shopping with obviously a basket or a bag always. And despite that, I still yesterday twice got offered a plastic bag. And both time for me, that teaching opportunity. Then I say to her, please don't offer plastic bags. Why don't you ask a person rather, where is your own bag? Do you understand? Do you know what's going on in the ocean? I just make the connections in a nice way. And if you're teaching, then you always have to repeat. So you have to be immensely patient. I've been doing this for 33 years. So patience is the name of the game. In a nice way, in a loving way, just connect the dots for the person between this unnecessary plastic bag you're offering me now and what's going on in the rivers, in the oceans, and in our seafood. You can take it right to the end. It comes back to you. Join the dots and show the circularity of everything. And I am always well received. I've never had bad resistance. Some people obviously think I'm irritating. I don't care. Doesn't matter. I will keep coming back, and you will hear me again if you're going to offer me a plastic bag.
That's the voice of Alma Pollard. She's the executive director of The Green Times, an eco consultant and coach, and also a hero. Alma, thank you so much for your time this morning. Thanks for what you've shared and that story that we're talking
Awesome,
about.
Brad.
Thanks, Alma. Bye.
Keep well. Bye.
Bye. That story that Alma and I were talking about, you can find on thegreentimes.co.za. The SA Plastic Pact demonstrates measurable impact. And there's a super YouTube video embedded in there that'll really help you to know some of the things you use and see every day and how to better dispose of or avoid. And that's all there on thegreentimes.co.za.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.